Sooners of Oklahoma, 12-0 and still looking for respect nationwide.
What is going on, Sooner Nation? Thank you all for tuning in to another special edition episode of the Barry and Mac Show. Just me today, flying solo, back from vacation, but a little bit of news as I was gone, as we were out. OU receives a commitment from Rock Hill quarterback Kevin Sperry, 6'1", 200 pounds, and we're going to talk a little bit about him. He's a 2025 prospect and someone that OU is in on early. Not a ton of offers coming this youngster's way just yet, but I promise you, as the recruiting progresses, he's going to see more and more of those bigger name teams coming after this guy. Doesn't live a long way from Norman. It is fantastic that OU has him committed this early, but I promise you, it will end up being a fight. Looks like Florida State, Baylor, Arizona State, and a couple lower level schools have been interested, but he picks Norman. Interesting get for Coach Lebby in that I see a lot of Jackson Arnold in what Sperry offers the Sooners to kind of stagger the players. Very similar to what Coach Riley did, you know, in terms of every other year going out and getting that guy. I think Sperry is going to end up being a dude. I think he's going to end up being a highly ranked youngster. Just right off the bat, kind of from my background in training and sports performance, I see the same kind of feat on him that you do out of a Jackson Arnold. Different from Michael Hawkins, the long speed for Sperry is not quite there. Now, as he gets stronger, I think some of that will improve, but he's a way better accelerator, way more nimble in kind of a close quarters environment where he's got to quickly decelerate, accelerate. That's where he really thrives. Already as a younger quarterback, great vision, right? Really sees the field even when he's moving in and out of the pocket. He does have some tendencies that I think if I were a coach or just looking at his film, there are some things and kind of predictable movements that he has in the pocket to where it's not necessarily bad. It's the right go, but it works in high school, might not work at the next level. So as he progresses, as he receives more and more coaching, plays against bigger and better talent at the different camps, and of course eventually arrives to Norman, as we think he will, I think there is some room to grow. His arm, not going to comment a ton on that. It's a little outside my wheelhouse. However, it's impressive. He has good accuracy. Some of those intermediate to long throws, he's able to put where only his guy can catch the ball. Had a few throws where he's kind of throwing over the flat defender, but underneath the over-the-top defender, and really makes it look easy. Does a lot of it on the run. So if you have not checked out Kevin Sperry's film, we're going to have it available at Sooners360.com. Go over there, get yourself a membership, sign up. We're going to divvy up sort of all of the categories in which you would measure a quarterback. Their athleticism, their arm, their strength, their IQ. We have professionals over there in this world, in this sphere, as well as folks who are just members of the board, longtime Sooner fans, who have also developed a keen eye for what a talented quarterback looks like. As we've seen a lot come through Norman, I think it's worth to go give him a look. He is someone that I think Oklahoma holds on to down the stretch and is really your first full SEC contributing quarterback for the Sooners. I cannot wait to see what the future holds for this young man. I think his high school career, you know, barring unforeseen injury or setback, is going to end up being a very good one. He plays some pretty high-level Texas football. I imagine he probably stays at Rock Hill, but, you know, kind of knowing the nature of the beast, we will see, you know, kind of off the Michael Hawkins situation and other stuff in the past. But I imagine he stays right there. But Kevin Sperry, quarterback, 6'1", little over 200 pounds. I imagine 4- and 5- star as 24/7 and some of the other sites start really updating, right? A lot of them have not ranked these younger prospects, but as they do, I imagine he will be a top 10 guy right off the jump. I know some sites do already have stuff up and have that measured, but going off the bigger ones, still not quite there yet. But make sure to go visit us, Sooners360.com. Follow the Barry and Mac Show on Twitter, at Barry and Mac SHW. Go follow Damian at D_Mac13. And follow me, Barry, at B-Wise Fitness, at the letter B, W-I-S-E, Fitness. But cannot wait to talk with you all again when we get back to normal programming. Going to be doing 1-2 times a week shows with myself, D-Mac, and of course, some special guests. As you all know, we will keep bringing those folks on here as long as you all keep listening. But stay tuned for more, and we will see you soon.